If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, can those with extremely high thyroid hormone levels achieve remission? So, of course, this relates to people with hyperthyroidism. And some people with hyperthyroidism have very high thyroid hormone levels. In fact, sometimes the thyroid hormone levels are off the charts, meaning that the free T3 and or the free T4 is well above the reference range and at a level that can't be measured by the lab. So, for example, as of recording this episode with LabCorp, I believe the free T4, if it's above 7.77, it will register as greater than 7.77, which means that there's no way of knowing how high those levels are. It could be 7.78 or it could be 18. And with the free T3, I believe if it's over 20, if it's greater than 20, then it'll read on the report as being greater than 20. And so the question is, if someone has levels that are that high, do they have hope to restore their health? And the answer is yes. Now, this doesn't mean there's no concern, but to be honest, there's even concern when someone has mild to moderately high thyroid hormone levels. But of course, it's a bigger concern when you see those levels off the charts. And either way, you want to be safe. Either way, you want to do things to try to lower the thyroid hormone levels, whether it's taking anti-thyroid medication such as methimazole or in some cases PTU, or taking herbs such as bugleweed. Now, one question is, will the herbs be less likely to work if you have extremely high thyroid hormone levels? And it really does depend on the person. I've seen people where their thyroid hormone levels are really high and the herbs do work. And then I've seen those who have mildly elevated thyroid hormone levels and the bugleweed doesn't work. So it does depend on the person, not necessarily on the thyroid hormone levels. And so if someone can't tolerate anti-thyroid medication and they want to give the herbs a try, I think it's still worth a try based on the experience I've had with patients. And that's not to say that bugleweed and other natural agents will definitely work, but I do think it's worth a try. And if someone is unable to take anti-thyroid medication, let's say natural agents don't work, they could still look into other treatment options such as cholestyramine, which I mentioned as part of an earlier episode when I discussed different types of symptom management options when it comes to hyperthyroidism. If someone has Graves' disease and they have extremely high thyroid hormone levels, low-dose naltrexone or LDN is something to consider as well. It doesn't work with everybody, but if someone is facing surgery, thyroid surgery, or radioactive iodine, and once again, they can't take the medication for whatever reason, and the natural agents don't work, then that's when you want to look into other options such as low-dose naltrexone or cholestyramine. So that is my response to the question, can those with extremely high thyroid hormone levels achieve remission? The answer is yes. Of course, everybody is different, but that this is the case with those who have mild to moderately high thyroid hormone levels. There's no guarantee in those situations either, but the goal is always to try to address the underlying cause of the condition, to find or remove the triggers, heal the gut, correct underlying imbalances, regardless of how high the thyroid hormone levels are. And so I hope you found my response to be valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit savemythyroidchecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC,
milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit savemythyroid.com/liver support.